today's topic, I always make the right decision. I always make the right decision. I always make the right decision. And I always know what I'm talking about.
There you go.
Amen.
Amen. All right. When I came, before I came here to the monastery, I made a so-called decision, a right decision. Something in this title sounds strange. It sounds strange to say, I make a right decision. There are really no right or wrong decisions. It's just following my heart in whatever I do. Sometimes when I think I have to make a decision, I get a little tied up, like worries or concerns come in between, and I just have this picture now in my introspection of me and my God self not being one, because the worries and concerns stand like in between and wave their hands and do their best to keep me apart. And I thought of a trick how to get past by these worries and concerns and be one as my God self, as my divinity. And what I do in these situations is I start a crazy discussion with my God self. I just start bubbling, and usually aloud I start talking, and I talk both parts. I talk my God self and me. That's just an illustration, it's never really a part. But just to get my mind off this feeling that I'm not one, that I'm concerned. And I start talking so happily about, okay, what shall I do, and give answers as my God self, till these concerns and worries standing in between don't get the point anymore. They can't do anything anymore, and just stand there and listen, watch us talking. And suddenly I found out, while I have these discussions with my God self, actually answers do come up. Answers what I really want to do, what my heart tells me to do, which is my divine self. And the moment the first answer comes up and I click into it and think, hey, that's actually really what I want to do, the concerns and worries are gone. They run away. They got nothing to do in between there anymore. And I'm really one. And I'm in a kind of flow. I just do. And it doesn't feel like a decision or something I could do wrong anymore. I just do, and everything is perfect. So back to when I decided, in quotes, to come to the monastery. I remember I was living in Switzerland, and I just at one point, or probably it was always in me and gradually came out of my heart, I felt very strongly, yes, I go to the States, I go to the monastery to live there. And it was done for me. For me, that's what I want to do. And I made the usual preparations with packing up and cancelling the apartment and telling them at the work that I'm going. And I participated in a study group in Switzerland while I went through all this. And so we had meetings every week. And then big discussions started about what it means to go to the monastery, what the reasons are, what benefits I get out of it. And oh, I participated happily in these discussions. And how important it is, and that it's going to change my whole life. But quite honestly, that all didn't interest me really. It was just a game. Because it didn't need to have a benefit, it didn't need to have a reason. My decision that I wanted to come to the monastery. It was just a feeling, yeah, that's what I want to do. Came right off my heart, and I did it. And all these discussions about benefits and what's good for me and all that stuff, came actually after my decision. It's reasoning, it's using intellect, it's being human actually. And it wasn't important at all, because I had decided and I did it, and it felt just right. I always make the right decision when I truly listen to my heart, which is my divine self, and just flow with it. I actually don't even decide, I just let it happen by accepting the feeling of what I want to do, and then just let it go and let it happen. And on the way to the steps that are necessary to do in the outer world, and still just let it happen. I always make the right decision. It's also believing, or more knowing, that my divine self is dominant, and in whatever situation comes through and really tells me what my true love, my true desires are, and lets me just flow with it and do it. Yes, I always make the right decision because I believe in me, I believe in my divinity and who I am. And that's just how it is.